cattle futures found some footing on Friday. Feedlot placements were about 3% more than expected. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with an expanded edition of your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 22nd of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week ended up steady in the Southern Plains at $114 a hundredweight, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live trades were steady to a dollar higher in Nebraska at $114. Dress trades there were steady to a dollar higher at $180 to $181. In the Western Corn Belt, prices were steady to $2 higher on a live basis at $114 to $115 and steady to $2 higher in the beef at $180 to $182. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct average steer price was $114.11 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was 33 cents more than the previous week, but $5.66 lower than the same week last year. The average 5-area dress steer price was 64 cents higher week to week at $180.71, which was $9.39 less year over year. Cattle futures closed higher Friday with steady cash prices, the week's strong wholesale beef values, and expectations for packers to pick up production following storm disruptions. Live cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they closed mixed from an average of $1.07 lower through the front five contracts to an average of 80 cents higher. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, the weather conditions many feedlot operators are navigating currently have a small impact on cattle soon to be marketed and a much larger impact on the rest of the animals. He explains the cold temperatures are sure to reduce average daily gain and increase feed intake. Thus, the higher cost of feed and fewer pounds to sell will negatively influence profitability. Looking ahead, he says, cattle feeders will be looking to gain some leverage from the situation, moving into the spring to push prices north of $120. Last week's frigid, record-breaking temperatures, ice and snow across a wide swath of the nation, slowed cattle movement and disrupted supply chains, especially in the southern plains. With so many auctions closed last week and receipts reduced at others, it was tough to come up with much of a price trend. Based on the auctions monitored by Cattle Current, though, prices were mixed but generally steadied higher. As the nation thaws this week, calf and feeder price optimism might be tempered with the potential for feedlots to slow marketing in efforts to recover some of the lost gain, and with more January feedlot placements than expected. More about the cattle on feed report momentarily. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 90 cents higher on Friday, helped along by corn futures being down 6 to 7 cents through the front three contracts. Week to week, feeder cattle futures closed mixed, from an average of $1.45 lower in the front three contracts to an average of 57 cents higher. Also, the CME feeder cattle index was $2.77 higher week to week on Thursday at $138.11, the highest since December. There's optimism for feeder cattle to gain momentum, but much of this optimism is pushed towards the summer and fall feeder cattle market, says Griffith. He points out summer and fall feeder cattle contracts are trading at a clear $10 premium to spring contracts, so the optimism is for 5 to 6 months into the future. Further, he suggests, producers should keep an eye on the feeder cattle index and deferred futures and price cattle accordingly. Reduced slaughter last week due to the weather demonstrated once again the disparate forces of marginal demand, with packer demand for fed cattle decreasing while retailers and food service competed harder for reduced beef production. Choice box beef cutout value was $6.86 higher week to week on Friday at $239.23 a hundredweight. Select was $6.97 higher at $227.90. Estimated cattle slaughter for the week of 552,000 head was 56,000 head fewer than the previous week and 74,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Estimated year-to-date cattle slaughter of 4.5 million head is 263,000 head fewer, or 5.52% less than last year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 3.81 billion pounds is 124.8 million pounds less, or 3.17% less than the same time last year. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Friday. Likely profit-taking and inflation jitters counterbalanced positive economic news. For example, existing home sales of 6.69 million rose 0.6% in January, marking two consecutive months of growth, according to the National Association of Realtors. Sales were 23.7% more year over year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed fractionally higher, the S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, and the NASDAQ was up 9 points. Now for more about the cattle on feed report. Traders may view it as somewhat bearish, with January placements of 2.017 million head. That was about 3% more year over year and about 3% more than pre-report expectations. The report accounts for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. With higher placements in January, rising feed costs are likely to become more of a focus and concern, say analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the latest Livestock Monitor. For perspective, those analysts explain the weekly Omaha corn price for January averaged $5.04 a bushel, which was 67 cents a bushel more, or 15.2% more than the previous month, and $1.23 a bushel more, or 32% more year over year. LMIC analysts say high feed costs may incentivize cow-calf operators to add more weight to calves before placing into feedlots, but that could be a challenge as much of the western U.S. remains in drought, potentially limiting available pasture and feed supplies. Moreover, they say harsh winter weather in mid-February likely depleted hay stocks in some areas. Feedlot marketings in January of 1.822 million head were 5.6% less year over year and slightly fewer than expected. Total cattle on feed February 1st of 12.106 million head were 1.5% more than a year earlier and about 0.5% more than expectations. That total is the second most for the month since the data series began in 1996. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 22nd of February. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.